You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you. You're listening to Stags Radio, the home of AFC Totten's live matchday commentary. Thank you.
After opening pre-season with 4 wins from 4, could Tottenham continue that run on Tuesday night?
Pre-season continues and we are at home in the glorious confines of Snow Stadium for the first time this season as AFC Tottenham take on a visiting Southampton side. Everyone's in the Tottenham half now. Southampton have it on the edge of the box. A shot is in! And Noyce is beaten and Southampton have the first goal. They take a 1-0 lead here. And Tomasso doesn't clear the lines very effectively. He's going to break for a trialist to try and get a shot away once more. Tomasso doesn't get it and the shot is drilled home by Southampton. 2-0 they lead.
That's the second time that he's really, really looked dangerous on the ball. Could you say that Lewis Noyce could have done a little bit more? Possibly, but it take nothing away from the finish.
Ball in the centre. Here's Olegbe going all the way towards the left wing. They've got a player in space, cutting back inside. And it's in, and Southampton are now 3-0 to the good. And Noyce is not happy. As the whistle goes, and that is going to be half-time. And it's been a good first half if you're a Southampton fan. AFC Tottenham 0, Southampton 3. But now here's an opportunity to drive at the defence for a trialist, turns and cuts and slips it through Noyce's legs. And that is Southampton 4, AFC Tottenham 0. And this is getting into a bit of a beating now.
Yeah, once again, I think it's similar to his first goal where he just took it on a couple of step overs to confuse the defender and he had a one-on-one and slot it through the keeper's legs.
Oh, he's got the ball in the box. There's a shove in the back. It's another penalty in this pre-season for Tottenham. That one is a no-doubter. It was Hoy who charged forward, really motored through, got behind the defence, and there was a cynical little push in the back. Feeney's going to stride forward to take it. Feeney shoots low to the goalkeeper's left, sends him the wrong way, and Tottenham are on the board. It's 4-1 to Southampton.
But Feeney's penalty was nothing more than a consolation for the Stags as they fell to a heavy defeat. However, we are back with more live pre-season action. Today, Eastleigh are the visitors to a breezy and overcast Snow Stadium. Good afternoon and welcome to Stags Radio, your home of AFC Tottenham's live matchday commentary. I am Doug Webber and I have the privilege of being joined by two co-commentators today. Yes, two co-commentators. My usual co-commentator, Benjamin Rees, and the newest member of the team, Mitch Paris. Mitch, I haven't worked with you yet. Welcome to the Stags Radio team.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. Doug, it's great to be in your working team today. Really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a cracker.
And it seems as though it was a hard lesson for the boys on Tuesday night.
Yeah, it was, but I think there's a lot of positives there to be taken away. I think their attacking movement was fantastic. I think there was a couple of really fantastic performances, Sam Griffin being just one of the names. Although it was just the one goal for Tottenham, there was plenty of chances. I think if we're a bit more clinical today, I think there's going to be a good deal of goals for Tottenham.
Afternoon, Ben. How are you doing, mate?
I'm not bad, thanks, Doug.
Despite the result in the week, surely Tottenham will still be pleased with how their pre-season's been going so far.
You'd like to think so. I mean, that was, as you mentioned, not a great result for going down 4-1, but it was their first defeat of the pre-season. They were 4 wins from 4 before that. They'd only conceded 2 goals in the pre-season before that game as well. So that's perhaps something to work on today. Try and tighten up that defence a little bit. But yeah, it's been an encouraging pre-season so far, I think.
And still got two games to go. We've got Tottenham Ealing in midweek here at the Snows, which will be live on Stags Radio. And then next weekend, it's going to be a tough game, isn't it? Havant and Waterlooville away. When you play against these sides that are involved in National League, like Eastleigh today, and like Havant and Waterlooville being in the South Division, you know you're going to be coming up against a good test.
Absolutely, but I think before a campaign, that's exactly what you want. I think you want different tests. You want to be able to see how resilient you can be at the back. You want to see how expressive you can be going forward. So I think all these different types of opposition, and I think, you know, we've seen it already in this pre-season, the different scenarios, and I think Tottenham have proved quite well in the test so far.
And it's going to be another tough test today, isn't it? Again, against Eastleigh, National League side. What are you expecting from today's game, Benji?
It's going to be a really good test. Something that encouraged me, despite the result on Tuesday against Southampton, was the fact that the attitude was very good. You know, 4-0 down, it'd be very easy to just get off the gas a little bit. But actually, they finished the game really strongly. There are a couple of chances that I'm not quite sure how they didn't find their way into the back of the net. So you can take encouragement from that. And as you say, a good opportunity to test yourself against an opposition a couple of steps further up the pyramid.
And you're right. When you get to 4-0 down, you could just roll over and take the defeat. But that's not what they did. And that's not really the Tottenham way, is it?
I mean, hopefully not. And if you're going to lose heavily, pre-season's the time to do it because it tests that, you know. Do we have that ability to go out and maybe chase games a little bit more? See if we can find a way to play really on the front foot when other teams are sat very deep and up against it a bit.
So as we mentioned, we are live here on Stags Radio at home at the Snow Stadium for the fifth preseason game.
Sixth
preseason game. We've had plenty. There's so many games that have been gone. So Eastleigh are the visitors today, as previously mentioned. We've got about 6 minutes until kickoff. Eastleigh are just coming onto the pitch now. They're going to be doing a little mini warm-up beforehand. I think it's a good opportunity for us to run through the team lineups. Let's go for AFC Tottenham's lineup to start with, and that will be with Mitch.
Okay, so at number one, we got Lewis Noyce. Two, we got Callum Bourne. Number three, Ben Jefford. Number four, Adi Olumiwa. Number five, Steven Zubar. Number six, Adam Tomasso. Number seven, Lewis Waterfield. Number eight, Jordan Ngalu. Number nine, Craig Feeney. Number 10, Ethan Taylor. And number 11, Sam Griffin.
And we'll just get the starting lineup for Eastleigh as well. Benji.
A couple of trialists for Eastleigh, but here's what we know. Number one in goal for Eastleigh, Joe McDonnell. Number two, Josh Hare. Number three is a trialist. Number five, Tom Bragg. Number six, Andrew Boyce. Number eight is another trialist. Number 10, Tyrone Barnett. Number 15 is a trialist. Number 16 is also a trialist. Number 18 is Ben House. And number 19 is Danny Hollands.
So if you can just hear the announcements in the background, we do apologise for that. We will be uninterrupted very shortly. Seeing the lineup and knowing what we've seen so far in pre-season, how do you reckon they'll line up?
It's quite a strong-looking side on paper. There's still a couple of players that we don't necessarily have available. So come the regular season, this might not be the lineup that you see in the first game against Plymouth Parkway. But certainly it's a very strong lineup. We've seen a lot of going three at the back. And I imagine that they'll probably try and stick with that today, really get that drilled as the first choice. I suspect we'll see a back three of Olumiwa, Zubar, and maybe Tomasso in there, and then Bourne and Jefford as the wing-backs.
And you mentioned there the game against Plymouth Parkway, against the newcomers on the first day of the season. When you play against a new team to the league, Mitch, it's an unknown entity. So how would you prepare for a game like that?
Well, I think that's what the first 10 minutes will be all about. And we saw that with Tottenham against Southampton on Tuesday. But I think just play your game to start with. Be aggressive. Be on the front foot. Get those early touches around the team. And as I said, you sort of have to go with the game as it plays out. And I think that's what your manager and the coaches will be for. That's when you need your leaders. So I think the likes of Zubar in the centre of the back three, if that's what they go with today, is really important to pull players into position from the midfield and the defence.
And so we are only two weeks away now from the start of the season.
It's come quick, hasn't it?
It has come very, very quick. Like, there's been about a month's worth of pre-season so far. And so much football in these legs already.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as we've mentioned, certainly we've seen it the past couple of games seeing it again today, not necessarily the full complement of players available, but it's a really good opportunity to get minutes in the legs of those players that are available and try maybe some combinations that you wouldn't see in the regular season. And also for these players, it's a really good chance to impress yourself on the team sheet. I'm also going to correct myself because it looks a little bit more like a flat back four.
It does indeed. And it does look like they've got an anchor in Adam Tomasso just sitting in front of that back four. So the referee, James Robinson, is just making his last count. Eastleigh are shooting from left to right in their all blue kit with white shoulders, and Totten are playing in their brand new away kit of fluorescent yellow tops, fluorescent yellow socks, and black shorts. And we are underway, and straight away, Totten are under pressure. And straight away, Josh Hare with a long-range shot. Nothing comes of it. Danny Holland on the edge of the box, fairly challenged by Jordan Ngalo. And now there's a chance for Totten to break away. Callum Bourne in the right-back position plays it up to Ethan Taylor, who has to run back, and a foul is given. So it will be a free kick to Totten straight away on the attack there.
Got themselves a little trouble a bit. It was a slightly innocuous ball forward, but Olumuwa's clearance wasn't the best. In the end, Totten defended well, really cluttered the middle of the park. And now they've got a chance to break forward. It's another loose pass.
Yeah, loose pass from Olumuwa. And it's Eastleigh driving forward now. And it looks like there's a clip of the heels there. And Tyrone Barnett goes down. And it will be a free kick about 25 yards out. Mitch, this is a dangerous position here.
It is a dangerous position. And you can see players, you know, the way they can hit the ball. They can swerve it anyway. They can also go under the wall. So it'll be interesting to see if you've got anyone that's going to lay behind the wall. But yeah, about a good 20 yards out, probably centre on goal. Be interesting to see how the wall sets up here and where the keeper stands.
They've got the trialist, number 8. Standing over it, looking with intent.
It's quite a big wall, actually. You've got Zuba, Olumuwa, looks like Griffin in there as well as Tomasso. So there's a bit of height there.
So it looks like it's either going to be number 8, the trialist, or I'm not 100% sure who the other player is at this stage. It is the trialist that steps up and it hits the wall. Looks like it hits Olumuwa in the face, and they've got the ball back here, Eastleigh.
He'll be happy to wear that one.
And now Craig Feeney is able to drive from a loose pass. And Griffin is open on the left-hand side. He finds him. Number 11, Sam Griffin here on the left-hand side. Looks to cut inside, back outside. Looks to get the shot away. Oh, it was a cross-come shot and it's gone a long way wide. Mitch, first opening.
Absolutely. And this is just what Sam Griffin was doing on Tuesday night. Picking up the ball, taking on a defender, getting into the box and getting a crossover. Unfortunately, the final ball just lacked a little bit of quality, but it's a great counter-attacking sign for Totten.
It was a really nice pick from Craig Feeney as well. Got the ball relatively deep and then went into the middle of the pitch, saw that overlapping run from Griffin and slipped him through beautifully.
And Totten have won the ball back again here. Loose play from Eastleigh. A little bit of frustration there from one of the trialists wearing number 15. Noyce plays it out to Callum Bourne in the right-back position. Gives the ball to Waterfield, who plays it back, and it is Stefan Zuber. And it's back at the feet of Lewis Noyce in his brand new all-orange kit. What do you reckon that burnt orange there, Mitch?
Well, you'll certainly be able to see your teammates when you've got the ball, that's for sure. I don't think you'll miss any of them.
And a little tussle here. And Ethan Taylor is out wide on the right-hand side. He's being chased down by one of the trialists. Play the ball back to Waterfield. Waterfield driving towards the box. Low cross. And it's cleared away by Eastleigh. But Zuber's won that second ball brilliantly. And Ethan Taylor, with his skills, tries to take it round a player and he commits the foul, and it will be a free kick to Eastleigh.
Very bright though. Ethan Taylor actually really out-muscling his defender down in the Eastleigh left back area, and then find Waterfield. Good driven ball across the box. Required a good clearance from Eastleigh. Totten really growing into this now.
So Andrew Boyce bounces the ball off him, and it's now Danny Hollands, the captain for today, club captain as well, in the defensive midfield role. And it looks like Eastleigh are lining up with a back three at the moment. And Holland has had it nipped off him by Craig Feeney. Very patient play. Gives it to Ben Jefford in the left back position for Totten today. Olumuwa looks for Zuba, but Zuba was being closed down. So Jefford will look for the ball down the line. Finds Feeney. And Feeney plays it patiently to Tomasso. This is great build-up play from Totten at the moment. Ball played forward from Bourne, looking for number 10, Ethan Taylor, who's been lively so far, looks to take on the player, and a foul's given. It looked like he fell to the floor, but Mitch, what do you make of that?
Well, I have to say, just from these early exchanges, comparing their difference in formation. So on Tuesday, they started with a three at the back. This game, they start with a four at the back. We're just seeing two really brilliant examples of moving forward. The fullbacks are out wide, so it's providing plenty of support and another fantastic opportunity to get a ball in the box.
And it will be the left foot of Ethan Taylor in the left-back position for Eastleigh. He will be swinging the ball in for Totten. It's about in line with the 18-yard line. Cross comes in from Taylor. A couple of players there, but it was a big commanding header by Eastleigh. And now a long ball flicked on. Ben House has collected it brilliantly. And now Tyrone Barnett is driving forward. There are two on the far side of the pitch for Eastleigh. He's been able to pick one of them out. And now House is through on goal. And he's put it past Lewis Noyce. And it's 1-0 to Eastleigh after no more than 2 minutes.
Absolutely clinical from Eastleigh. They'd been under the pump a little bit there, but a nice counter-attacking break. They got a little bit fortunate with a ball that broke for Barnett, but my word, did he make the most of it. Nice little driven ball into the centre, slipped House through beautifully, and it's a little cheeky finish, just dinked past Lewis Noyce for the opening goal of the game.
And it was a good little ball through there by the trialist to get to House, wasn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, he had two defenders running at him, but cool, calm, nicest played through, and yeah, gave his teammate plenty of time to slot it into the bottom right hand corner.
One thing I will say is that if the game continues at this sort of pace, there's going to be more goals,
and there are going to be some very tired players. And it's Ben Jefford in the left back position for Totten, plays it forward to Griffin, who's in the left wing position, and the trialist is driving forward here, and there's nothing there. He's jumped over Olamiwa's leg dramatically, and there's absolutely nothing there as the ball comes into the crowd here just in front of us. It's a frenetic pace so far, Mitch.
It's very fast paced. And I have to say, when Tottenham are going forward, they've got plenty of options, as we've said. But when it then transitions and they have to go full back into defence, we've got Adam Tomasso. I'll hand over to you on there.
Craig Feeney driving forward here. And he had four players around him and no Tottenham players to support him. Back to you, Mitch.
Yeah, I was just saying that when we then lose the ball and then Eastleigh are on the attack, then you've got Adam Tomasso sort of in the middle all by himself. And we're getting really outnumbered in the middle.
Ben Jefford plays it back to Olamiwa. Across to Zuba. In this back four for Totten. Haven't seen it much this preseason. Long ball forward by Zuba, looking for Griffin, but it's got much too much weight on that.
I mean, you like the eye for the pass, but it was very ambitious. And that time didn't quite execute it. I will say that both sides look really up for this. You can tell that they're pressing. There's intensity in the game. Doesn't feel like a preseason fixture.
Not at all. Back to Olamiwa. Eastleigh looks a little bit dangerous, but there's a loose pass again there. There's just not much in the midfield for Totten at the moment. The ball played forward, looking into the channel for Tyrone Barnett, and it's gone out. And Zuba's got the ball in his hands, but he will leave it there for Jefford. Already Barnett looking a little bit dangerous.
Absolutely. But like I was saying, the defenders are looking up. All they see is Antomasso in the centre, and then they've got options out wide. But if they can't get it out wide, then, you know, they're sort of playing a hopeful ball forward, and that's where we're getting losing the ball.
Waterfield drops deep to collect the ball, though. Maybe getting a sense of what you're saying there. Plays it forward. Great long ball to Ethan Taylor, and he controls it well. But now a silly flick from Waterfield, and they're driving forward, and Ben House is offside. He just took his run too early there.
Yeah, nice tight line from the defence there as well. They're high up the pitch, but everyone was organised in line, and they're able to get the offside trap there. Waterfield just got a little bit too cute with that one, I think. Tried to turn it round the corner with the back heel, but the defender was all over it.
I have heard from, I won't confirm the source, that the Ben House is going to be the next big thing. He's very a very hot prospect, and it'll be interesting to see him play today. He's already looked bright. A long ball forward then, and it from the offside free kick, but Ethan Taylor can't control it, and Eastleigh have got the ball back now. Barnett plays the ball out wide to Josh Hare, who cuts back under the pressure from Griffin. Holland's just playing that deep midfield role, just bouncing the ball off from defenders. And Barnett coming deep to collect the ball. He's going to be one hell of a presence up top, isn't he, Mitch?
Oh, yeah, I think he's got a little bit of everything. He can bring it down really well, so he can be that target man for the long ball, but also he's brilliant with his feet.
As we mentioned earlier, there are four trialists in the Eastleigh starting lineup. So you will just have to bear with us if we are saying trialist to trialist, because it will happen. Long ball across the pitch, looking for Josh Hare in the corner. He gets the ball in Oh, how has he kept that in? But it's into the hands of Lewis Noyce, who looks to play it quickly, looking for Easton Taylor, and it can't make it there. A little bit impatient.
Something I will say is that the crowd feels very loud and very vocal today, and it's helping to put that kind of spice into the fixture.
Jordan Ngalo, captain for today, driving forward, looks to get... Can he get the ball across? There are players there. Can't find Feeney's feet, unfortunately. And it's collected, and now Eastleigh have got the ball again. There is not much rest time here at all, is there, Mitch?
Certainly no downtime, and it's because the pace of play is good. They're not really taking a chance just to chill out. Every time they're looking for these balls forward, they're trying to put pressure on. It's very entertaining.
As a big gust of wind just blows our notes around our commentary position here. If you are just joining us, it is AFC Tottenham 0, Eastleigh 1. A very, very early goal by Ben House in the first couple of minutes. We're probably about 7 minutes into the game now. They're not going to be able to maintain this pace, are they, Mitch?
I mean, you wouldn't imagine so. But for as long as it does, then long may it continue, because this is a brilliant game to see. It's end-to-end, both teams looking to score goals. And the battle at the minute is really being won in the centre of midfield. And you have to say, Eastleigh are dominating that at the minute, with Ben House dropping from the front line, picking it up short and bringing other players into the game.
And it's a ball played out wide to the left-hand side, and a little foul there by Callum Bourne. He knew that the player was going to beat him inside.
Yeah, just a little bit of a push in there just to send him down and just give everyone a chance to reset and get back into formation.
Trialist plays it out onto the wing. Josh Hare there in the right wing back position. Back to the trialist. And a fizzed ball across for Tom Bragg, who just holds on to it, looks for Danny Hollands. And now it's Boyce. The experienced centre-half looks for Tyrone Barnett. And Jeffer does very well. Little nutmeg there to beat the player. Looking forward for Craig Feeney, and it's not met the target.
For long passes, it's always Ethan Taylor, because he's got such good control, despite not necessarily being the largest figure.
It is looking a little bit like a 4-3-3 at the moment, with Ngalo, Waterfield and Tommaso sitting deeper. But we are on the defensive side. Ethan Taylor is dropping in, and so is Griffin. So it's making almost a 4-1-4-1, with Tommaso chasing those runs, if there's any runners. It's interesting. It's quite a mobile formation, isn't it? As we break, Sam Griffin driving forward with the ball, looks for Craig Feeney out on the left. Got a little bit of space. Drives into the box. Cuts inside. Can he get a shot away? Oh, and he's flicked it off the top right-hand corner of the post, and it's gone out for a goal kick. We were right behind that. What a superb effort.
That was a fantastic curling effort there. Being able to cut inside, being able to get it on the inside of your right hand. On the right-hand side and hitting the post, unfortunately. But I tell you what, this tactic there of how Tottenham moved forward, they won the ball back in the midfield, and both strikers made a darting run on the outside of the shoulder of the centre-back, and it creates such massive havoc. And then you just have one of the other midfielders driving through the middle.
Yeah, it was interesting because, as you mentioned, Feeney, who, you know, as the centre-forward, didn't actually say central. He drifted towards this near side, and that created that little pocket of space.
And it is a Tottenham throw-in to be taken by Jefford in the left-back position. And if you are just joining us, it is AFC Tottenham 0, Eastleigh 1. Very early Ben House goal here, after some very, very clever build-up play for Eastleigh. Long throw looking forward from Jefford, and it's cleared with the header very comfortably.
I think it's fair to say that Jefford certainly burgled a few yards with that throw-in. He was... Yeah, a little bit cheeky with it, but...
And here's one for the bingo cards. There was a hint of Rory Delap with that one.
Steady now.
I'm sorry. Jefford. Griffin trying to use his body, does very well. But Ngalo just has it nipped off his toes by Ben House, who is dropping very deep. But now he's chasing the centre-backs. And McDonnell will clear long. But Zuba has got plenty of time. He's able to take the touch and control it well.
the formation that we've sort of take up when we lose the ball is very much how we started the second half against Southampton, the 4-1-4-1. It certainly gave us a lot more stability all over the pitch, and I quite like the shape that we take when we lose the ball.
Maybe a little foul there by Ethan Taylor, and it will be an Eastleigh free kick. We are, thank you guys for listening. We do really appreciate it. Feel free, if you have got the Podbean app, to get online and send us a message, because we can see your messages here in the commentary box, and we will try and respond to as many as possible. Callum Bourne with a comfortable header back to Lewis Noyce. Just going to play the simple ball out to Olamiwa and across to Zuba. It's a very patient build-up now. They're looking to break when they don't have the ball, when they pick up the ball, nick it away from the side. But when they have got the ball, they look fairly comfortable at the back, don't they?
Yeah, they do, especially after those early few-minute wobbles at the start. They certainly seem a lot more in control of the ball. I think that Tottenham are seeing a lot more of it than Eastleigh, especially in these last 10 minutes.
And a little tussle for the ball between Zuba and Olamiwa. And it will be a free kick to Tottenham, given on N'Golo. Ball played forward, back to N'Golo.
I think Barnett on this near side for Eastleigh maybe just got like a bit of a poke in the eye, perhaps. Not intentional. Jeff is just trying to palm him away.
Long ball, dangerous ball, played into the middle there. But it's Trialis tussling with N'Golo, and he's looking very lively. And that is a free kick to Eastleigh after the foul from Adam Tommaso. He's looking lively, isn't he?
Oh, he is. He is brilliant. And his acceleration when he's won the ball is just so fast. And he can just beat the AFC Tottenham's midfield line and just really open space up for Eastleigh's attacks.
Ball played forward by that same trialist that we just mentioned to Barnett. Plays it patiently. Back to another trialist, and Danny Hollands now. Captain again with a left-footed cross, cross-field ball out onto the left-back position. And they're driving forward here. Left-footed ball. Little flicked header by Ben House, but it's gone a long way wide.
That was a really good opportunity, actually. Got a relatively clean header, nice whipped ball across. House is attacking it, but he couldn't quite direct the header goalwards. And in the end, it's gone tamely behind for a Tottenham goal kick. But that's the first time we've seen EC drive forward really threateningly for a good few minutes now.
And one thing that has to be mentioned is number three for Eastleigh, who is also a trialist playing left back. Every time they're moving forward, he is so far up and wide, creating some fantastic space. And unfortunately, it's not getting picked up. And that's where they're creating so much joy, getting the ball into the box.
Callum Bourne with the long ball forward, but it's gone beyond everyone. But the header has come to Griffin. Falls to the feet of Griffin, who plays it back to N'Golo. And it's now with Jefford out on the left-hand side. Ball forward. Ethan Taylor's come right the way across the pitch to collect the ball and looks for Griffin on the inside. Jefford driving forward here and just, well, they both slipped, but it looks a bit like a rugby tackle more than a football tackle there.
It wasn't, it certainly wasn't a textbook challenge, at least not a football textbook challenge.
It was like a tap tackle, wasn't it?
I'm going to say yes. As I'm not a huge rugby player, as you could probably, well, the one of the advantages is that you can't tell it, but yeah.
And Tottenham have won the ball back here, and they've got men over. Ethan Taylor's just fouled there in his bright pink boots. Now, what do we think of those, Mitch? With the fluorescent yellow kit and bright pink boots, what are you making of that?
I think if you've got the talent, I think you certainly can pull him off, and he has certainly got the talent.
Honestly, he's going to love that when he listens back, if he listens back. Ben Jefford cuts inside. There are men over here for Tottenham, if they can find them. Waterfield to Zuba. Zuba moves into the Eastleigh half.
Is he all right?
I know. I was going to say, he's going to need oxygen in a minute. Olamiwa. Jefford on the left-back side, just inside the Eastleigh half. Looks for the long ball forward into Craig Feeney's feet, but it's just come off the side of his boot and it's gone out for an easy throw.
Yeah, it was a nice ball. He was clearly looking for that option forward. Feeney attacked the ball nicely, but in the end, the touch to Griffin on this near side was just a touch too strong.
Got to make a mention for the amount of people that are sitting in the stand with us here. It's not a bad turnout at all, is it, Mitch?
Absolutely not. And, you know, this is one of the big things of the upcoming season, that fans can come back in the ground, and all the better for it. I think players perform better. I think just the atmosphere, the occasion.
I'm going to have to cut away. Sorry, Tyrone Barnett on the left-hand side looks for the cross, but it's cleared by Tottenham. Back to you, mate.
I was just saying, this is just what football's all about, isn't it? It's about the fans. For everybody, so all the better for it.
Hollands There was a little free kick there for a handball from Ethan Taylor. And Eastleigh are driving forward now with Trialist on that left-hand side. Hollands with the overlapping run. Left-footed cross. And it's been saved. What a superb save from Lewis Noyce. It was a header from the attacking right-back there, Josh Hare. And it's a superb point-blank save.
I was going to say, point-blank range. It's what they ask you, tell you to do with a header. Head it down into the ground as well. Make sure you can get it on target. And lightning-quick reactions from Noyce to somehow turn it away from goal.
Hollands. And they're starting to get more possession now, Eastleigh. Hollands starting to become a bit more instrumental. Trialist here in the right centre-back role. Hollands plays the ball across to Tom Bragg, who looks for the big switch, but it's going to be miles too far for Josh Hare. A little bit ambitious there.
It was. However, the ball was on. The right-back was really unmarked on our left-hand side, Totten's left-hand side, and had the ball been better, he would just been able to bring it down, and he had four players in the box ready to attack it. So it's a brilliant idea, and I'd like to see Totten's fullbacks do a little bit more of that when we try and get forward.
I was just going to say as well that I think maybe they're allowing those balls a little bit because it does have to be, you do have to have that accuracy, and perhaps until Eastleigh show that they can be a bit more precise with it, it's an option that they're happy to let them take.
That's a huge goal kick there from Lewis Noyce. And it's gone for a Totten throw-in. I think there might have been a flick off a Totten head there, but Totten will not mind that at all. If you are just joining us, welcome to Stags Radio, your home of live matchday commentary for AFC Totten games. And it is AFC Totten 0, Eastleigh 1, as yet a very early Ben House goal that is the only thing separating the sides at the moment, and probably quite a lot of possession, I would imagine.
It's interesting because, yeah, obviously we don't have the possession statistics available, but it does feel like both sides are trying to use their possession. They're not keeping the ball for the sake of keeping the ball, and they're not necessarily slowing down or dictating the tempo. Both sides seem happy so far to play it at a relatively rapid pace.
Callum Bourne's throw-in looks for Jordan Ngalo's feet, who drives forward with it a few yards, and Feeney's won a throw-in there, and it will be left for Bourne to take the throw. He's just trying to slow things down a little bit. Just a little bit more patient. Ball back to Zuba. Tommaso in that central defensive midfield role. A little bit dangerous here. Tommaso gets it back to Noyce though. And they can settle slightly with Olamiwa. Still in the feet of Olamiwa. Looks for Tommaso and bounces it back to Olamiwa. He's got to get rid of it now, Olamiwa. And Griffin has kept hold of the ball. And now he's driving past Danny Holland. And there's an advantage to be played here. And Griffin has played a superb ball, but it's just behind Ethan Taylor. And that's really unlucky.
It really is. But I just wonder if he played the ball a little bit too early. I think the better option was maybe Callum Bourne on the right-hand side from right back, who then would have been able to drive forward and just sustain the pressure.
I think part of the problem was, and this is no fault of the referee necessarily, but they were directly in that eye line. And so maybe they're thinking, I'll just try and play it a bit more forward.
Josh Hare with a little flicked ball, and it's gone out for a throw-in off Sam Griffin.
Who'd be a ref, eh?
Yeah, Doug.
I am actually a qualified ref, believe it or not. But I'm commentating now, so here we go.
You made the right transition.
Yeah, I reckon so. Lewis Waterfield with a lot of pressure here from Holland. A little bit of obstruction potentially there, but he's... The referee saying it's the second one. So there were multiple fouls there on Waterfield, and it will be a free kick to Totten.
Well, so we've had a few free kicks for both sides here. And, you know, just that little bit of nip and little bit of bite in it. And you can probably hear on the mics as well, there does feel like there is a very active crowd in today, as that long ball forward is very wayward.
Yeah, Olamide was just struggling to get into the game slightly, but I'm sure he's a player of real quality. It might take some time.
And he hasn't been playing the last couple of fixtures either. So it does take a little bit of time to get that match sharpness back.
And of course, like, there's going to be a little bit of added pressure that they haven't played in this sort of crowd in a fair while. So there's that added pressure of hearing those voices in the crowd. But it is in Eastleigh's possession at the moment, just inside their own half at the feet of Tom Bragg. Ball played forward to Barnett. And then back to Captain Hollands there. Looks for the long ball on the outside of his foot. And it's into the hands of Lewis Noyce. He's very commanding. For a smaller figured goalkeeper, he's very commanding in his box, isn't he?
He is. I think Lewis Noyce is, you know, he's put the troubles of Tuesday night behind him, and he's come out brilliant today.
And when he has been called upon, he has made the save that he needed to make from point-blank range. But the long ball from Noyce is just through to Andrew Boyce. And then Bragg plays the ball forward. And it is Trialist who plays it out to another Trialist. And back to the defensive players.
Zuba came out quite a way to put a little bit of pressure on there. He now retreats back into his central defensive position. But they're not afraid necessarily to push that forward a little bit more.
Ball forward to Ben House, and that was a super... It was a brilliant challenge from Olamiwa, but I think the second one from Tommaso was the foul. And Ben House just on his haunches there. I think, fair decision?
Yeah, I think the ball was already won. I think it had probably left the player, and Tommaso was just a little bit late there. So I think it's definitely a free kick and nothing more.
But as we said earlier, Ben House has looked very lively so far. And it's understandable that those players for Totten are looking to close in town very quickly when he gets hold of that ball.
Absolutely, and this is what we were saying at the very start of the game. You know, sometimes the players that you may not be...
Ball forward from the trialist, and it's come off Bourne's head. And it was a... We thought it was going to be a corner ball, but it's actually going to be a free kick to be taken by Lewis Noyce.
Yeah, as I was just saying, it's what we were talking about at the start of the game, when sometimes you've got to see what players are in form, what players are picking up quite a lot of space, and that's how the team's got to adapt as the game goes on. And since doing that, we've been a lot more competitive within the middle of the park, and we are winning a lot more balls.
Long ball played forward, looking for Sam Griffin. He's got a bit of space. He collects the ball, and he's got Jefford behind him and N'Golo. Jefford is the man. He gives it inside to N'Golo. Has a little bit of space just to cut inside. Can he get his shot away? He can, and it will be flicked off a defender, and it will be a corner ball to AFC Totten. Now, this is better.
It is better. As you mentioned, he tried to work himself space for the shot. Never quite opened up as maybe he would have liked, but defender stood firm and it got that deflection and it spooned, I was going to say, over the bar. It's gone behind that back fence as well, so they've had to get a replacement ball.
There are a couple of fans there just looking over the fence just to see if they can see it. They'll be looking to pick up a nice £75 football at the end of the game. Hopefully throwing it back over. Corner taken by Ethan Taylor into a dangerous area. Hollands with the header away. And now they look to clear it with the trialist. And actually, Ben House has come deep to collect this ball, and it's still in Eastleigh possession. Back to the trialist with the longer ball, more direct, and probably the smallest player on the pitch with the header, Adam Tommaso. And there looked to be a late challenge there on Waterfield, but nothing given, and it's back at the feet of Eastleigh. Ben House with the ball out to the right-hand side. Josh Hare collects the ball very well. Looks for the more direct ball. Noyce is coming out and it's safely into his hands.
That's fantastic goalkeeping.
He's done very well with that high ball in the swirling winds. And he's picked out a great ball with Ethan Taylor. And Feeney just can't collect it on that overlapping run.
Was a good run, but it just never quite ran for him. Didn't quite break. That was where we've seen Ishii be dangerous in the past from that counter-attack. But Lewis Noyce, as you mentioned, good command of his penalty area there.
Ball played forward to the other trialist wearing 16, who's been very dangerous so far. Picks out Ben House, but Noyce, commanding, comes and collects it with ease.
Yeah, number 16 for Eastleigh, the trialist. He's now dropping off the front line into the spaces between the midfield and the attack. And at the minute, the Totten midfielder, aren't quite sure who's meant to be marking him. So there's quite a lot of space there for him.
A lot of the ball is going out to Griffin on this left-hand side. And he's looked to be picked out, but it's got to the feet of Jordan N'Golo, who plays it back to Zuba. Stefan Zuba, the former Guadeloupean international, dangerously cuts the ball past that trialist that showed that pace again.
Never in doubt.
Rolling back the ears.
And that's come off Feeney's knee, and it will be a throw-in to Eastleigh.
It's interesting you mentioned trying to pick out Griffin on this left wing, because he's a very different style of player almost to Taylor. Taylor's a bit more sly, and so perhaps they're trying to slip through those long balls, but Griffin provides that perhaps more physical presence to hit those aerials.
But you say a physical presence, he's not got the biggest stature, but he puts his body about very well.
Could not agree more.
Ball played forward, and it's at the feet of number 16 trialist again. Ben House looks to turn, but Olamiwa cuts it out, and it's no nonsense defending there from Tommaso, who's, well, that's gone an awfully long way.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
Exactly that. Josh Hare has the ball bounced off him from the throw-in. And it's now at the feet of Tom Bragg with his blonde locks and his bright red boots. Ball played forward to the deep Ben House, out to the left-hand side with a trialist looking to take on Taylor. Taylor dropping deep, cuts the ball inside, looks to cross it, and it's perfectly picked out of the air by Noyce again. He's doing very well with these high balls.
Barnett was not far away from that one, though. Could not have been too far, but Noyce didn't get cowed by that onrushing player with a big frame as well.
And there's a little bit of a height mismatch between the pair, so that would have been dangerous had he been able to get his head on that ball. And Eastleigh have got the ball back again, just keeping hold of the ball with the trialist in a defensive position. Barnett looks for oh, it's Hare, and he's played the ball out to House. House is driving into the box, just slows the ball down as Tommaso comes close to him. Hare with the crossover. Trialist can't get his head on a ball with any meaningful intent. And it's out to the trialist again, number 16. Looks to play the ball. And it's deflected off. I think it's a Tottenham defender. And it has gone past Lewis Noyce. And it is 2-0 to Eastleigh.
Cruel. Very cruel. Because had that not been deflected, Lewis Noyce probably would have had it covered. But as it is, he's already committed his weight to go down to his left-hand side. And when the ball spins past him, all you can do is look agonisingly. It's harsh, but you know, those deflections don't go in if you don't take the shot on.
Absolutely. And we've seen, and we mentioned it earlier a couple of times, where number 16, he's picking the ball up on the edge of the box. He's doing neat 1-2 passes. He did it for the first goal that we saw this game. And he's just done it again there. And of course, you've got a lucky break. But as you quite rightly said there, Benji, if you don't have a go, they're not going to go your way.
And they slipped a couple of balls, little through balls around the corner for Ben House. And that's been very effective for them as well, I think.
So, if you are just joining us, it is AFC Tottenham 0, Eastleigh 2. And the National League side are putting a little bit more pressure on Tottenham now. And the trialist driving forward again, attacking this Tottenham box again. And it's a dangerous ball across. And the player just can't get his foot onto it. The trialist can't get his foot onto Josh Hare's cross. We're now starting to see them starting to dominate, aren't they?
We really are, and once again, it's the trialist who gets the ball out wide, and it's a fantastic cross by the right back, number 2, Josh Hare for Eastleigh, and oh God, I don't know how it didn't end up in the back of the Tottenham goal.
It's begging for that forward to slide onto it. Think Gascoigne, Euro 96. You know, like, I'm sorry, that's painful, but you know the sort of, but you know that, you picture that sort of ball, don't you, with the, you know, with a striker sliding in and just not quite able to get there.
And now Sam Griffin is driving on towards the box of Eastleigh. Tries to get his shot away, but it's blocked. But he wins the ball back brilliantly. Jordan Ngala, about 25 yards out from goal, plays it to Ethan Taylor. Can he get a shot away? And it is a free kick right on the edge of the 18-yard box.
Oh, what a fantastic footwork again. And that was brilliant play again from Griffin. The diagonal ball, and he brought it down brilliantly to take on the defender. Cut inside. And yeah, once again, it's a free kick just on the edge of the penalty box. That was so close. I did think it was a penalty to begin with.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. Ethan Taylor makes things happen, doesn't he? Drives at the defence there and not a huge amount of space, but uses his body well to win the free kick. And this is maybe a yard outside the penalty area, slightly left of centre. Tell you what, it's difficult to try and get the ball up and down here.
But it is Ethan Taylor standing over the ball. Craig Finney's just come to have a little chat with him. But Feeney is walking away. Referee just making sure that the Eastleigh players keep their hands down. He doesn't want to have to give anything against them. It's Ethan Taylor from no more than 19 yards out. Taylor looks to go low. And it's a goal from Adam Tommaso. It bounced off an Eastleigh player and fell kindly at the feet of Adam Tommaso. And Tottenham have got a goal back.
Ethan Taylor just tried to drive that one under the wall, hoping that it would jump. As it is, it came off the boots of the far side of the wall. It fell nicely to Tommaso, and didn't he take that goal well? Because it was so quick, just one of those get an effort goalwards and hope it can go in. And you know, it was maybe a little bit fortuitous, perhaps, but you've got to credit him there for attacking the ball, making sure he got there first. Little bit of loop into the far corner, past the goalkeeper, and all of a sudden, Tottenham are right back in this one.
And that's what we wanted to see. We wanted to see Tottenham get on the score sheet nice. Well, I say early, relatively early in the game.
Absolutely. There is still so much time to go in this game. And just like how we said for Eastleigh's second goal, you've got to have a go and to be able to get those deflections. And Tottenham's got one there as well.
We said after the first goal that there'd be more goals in this game. Well, I think it's 2-1. And I still get the feeling there's more.
Just as the cross comes in, and it's Tyrone Barnett, and it's just over. I think it's just been tipped over for a corner off Lewis Noyce.
I don't know if Noyce got a touch on it, but I think maybe as the header came in, there was a slight flick from the Tottenham defender. It's a corner either way, and you know they've shown a little bit of aerial threat, not necessarily from set pieces, but from open play. I imagine it will be the more of the same here.
And it looks like the number 8 trialist is going to be taking this corner. Left-footed, out-swinging, and it flicks header, and Jefford clears it off the line, but it is scored by Ben House, and he gets his second of the day, and he makes it 3-1. No longer have Tottenham scored. They've conceded at the other end.
I mean, there's a lot of goals here. Really nice corner in. Picked out a player who was far, far too free. A good header across the goal. Credit Jefford for getting it off the line, but just couldn't get enough power on the clearance, especially with House closing him down and just stabs it into the back of the net.
And Mitch, they'll be disappointed with that, won't they? Because they cleared it off the line the first time, but Jefford couldn't just get it under his control.
Yeah, and like we said, I think the biggest disappointment there is that Tottenham have literally just gone and scored, and now they have all the work to do again to get two more goals to get back into this game.
And Garlo plays it across to Bourne. Ethan Taylor with a little bit of urgency now, driving forward and plays the ball back to N'Golo, and there's a bit of space here for Jefford on the left-hand side. That's good football from Tottenham now. Jefford still with that space, driving forward, plays the ball to Griffin, cross to N'Golo. N'Golo turns round Ben House, but he still can't lose him. Ben House gets back on goal, ball side, and it's now Bourne to Taylor. Taylor with the ball, searching for Bourne. And it's just a little bit too weighty, and it's gone out for a goal kick.
Something I just wanted to bring attention to. After, you know, keeping clean sheets in their first three pre-season games, they've now conceded 9 in the past 2.5. And I appreciate that, you know, you're trying some things out. You don't necessarily have your first choice defence available, but that's really something to look at.
Oh, you are cruel highlighting that. And a cross comes in, left-footed, just in front of Barnett. And Hare's going to win that ball, keeps it in play, and looks inside for the number 16 trialist. He plays it out to the number 15 trialist. Those balls across the box are very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Because usually as a defender, you're running towards your own goal. And it's always difficult in those situations because obviously you want to clear it. But the last thing you want to do is divert it into your own net.
And how many times have we seen that?
Oh, too many to count.
If there's anything to go by Tottenham's pre-season so far, it's certainly going to be an excitement every single game, isn't there? There's going to be goals.
It's been lively.
That's one word for it, most definitely. And we're just seeing one of the trialists for Tottenham just warming up in front of us here.
I'd be surprised if they make a change this early. Maybe it's just, you know, trying to stay warm. There's a little bit of a nip in the air with this wind.
And Josh Hare faints the cross. And then does play the cross, and it's into the hands of Noyce very easily.
Jefford got a piece of that as well. Credit him for closing that down.
And of course, you do have to remember that Tottenham have still got four first team players that are out and not playing in today's game. So they're not potentially at full strength. And that is going to add to it, isn't it, Mitch?
Yeah, go ahead, Mitch.
Yeah, no, I was going to say it really is. It will disrupt the flow. But again, we have got a couple of games. Hopefully everyone can get back to full match fitness, ready for the first game to start.
And Tom Bragg just driving forward, plays the ball to Ben House, who's taking on players for fun, and a cynical challenge there by Ben Jefford.
He got a little bit of the ball, but got probably a bit more of Ben House.
And I think the ref's just going to have a quiet word with him and just let him know that he doesn't want to see those sort of things in a pre-season friendly.
No, just on the sub, coming back to some of the players we've got out, there's no Brett Williams, for example. There's no Jack Hoey. So, you know, these are influential players who are not available at the moment.
A little cross played across there, and Callum Bourne's able to clear, and it will... Oh, I thought it was going to go out for a throw-in, but a brilliantly competed for header there by Taylor. Plays the ball across from Boyce, and it's just too weighty for Josh Hare.
I think AFC Tottenham kind of need half time now. I think they've lost a little bit of their attacking spark. Obviously the wingers for Tottenham have had to come really, really deep, isolating the two strikers for AFC Tottenham. So all we're resulting in doing is playing the long ball and it coming back the other way again.
I've just noticed that the little uncovered stand over there is absolutely full of Tottenham fans. Well, Tottenham and Eastleigh fans by the looks. And that's great to see. Something like that. Now back in football. We're outside. Then they're not needing to socially distance. It's great to see it, isn't it?
Yeah, love to see the terraces packed. We had 545 here midweek for Southampton. I wouldn't be surprised if we've got something similar here today.
I think that's what's helping with the speed of the game. I think players are wanting to impress. I think they're relishing the opportunity to play in front of their fans again. And yeah, as spectators, it's just making a really fantastic game.
And a handball's just given there by the referee, James Robinson. It's important to mention the assistants today. James Robinson is our referee. We've got Petrov and Linter as our assistants, and Rob Ablett as our fourth official, if he is so needed. We're hoping he's not going to be needed, but he might be.
Put him in the VAR booth.
Oh, yeah. We don't have the budget here for VAR at this stage, but well, we'd love that in the future.
Would we?
We'd still be on the fifth minute if we had VAR.
And a ball from the trialist looking to flick it over Noyce, and he's collected it well. A little bit dangerous there for a second, and Noyce looks to distribute it very quickly, and it's just going to be down the throat of Andrew Boyce, who does very well with the high ball. And Josh Hare plays probably a 30-yard header back to Joe McDonnell in the Eastleigh goal.
This trialist is looking so, so sharp for Eastleigh. I'm really impressed with him so far. His array of passing, his movement, the spaces he's taken up, he's causing some massive headaches for Tottenham's left-hand side.
In a way, obviously everyone's got something to play for, but the trialists may be more so because they're playing for contracts out here.
Yeah, very true. And a little flicked round the ball, ball round the corner, and it looks like Tommaso had shepherded it out, but it is Ben House has chased it down brilliantly, and the trialist, number 16, has put a hefty ball across, and it's at the feet of Danny Hollands. They're still in the box here, and Zuba comes out to compete with the trialist, and it will be a throw into Eastleigh in the right back position for the Tottenham right back position. Throw in into the box, and Zuba, just no nonsense, puts it out for a corner ball.
It's his backs against the wall stuff, and Tottenham did not deal with the last corner very well, not only in conceding the goal, but allowing that free header in the first place.
And it looks like after that little coming together with Tommaso in the corner, it looks like Ben House is just slightly hobbling. He's just going to have a little word with Tommaso. I don't think there's anything nasty there, is there, Mitch?
No, I'm not sure. No, I don't think so. I think it's just, you know, typical marking from a corner.
Yeah, marking after a little tussle. You love to see it. A left-footed outswinging corner. And Tyrone Barnett leaps. How has he done that? How has he got that much loft?
Rises like a salmon, doesn't he? I love these. This is the thing about players who are really good in the air. It's not that they get up early, but they manage to keep themselves in the air really well. And I've never worked out how.
If you have got leapt like a salmon on your bingo cards, just make sure you tick that one off and do let us know if you get a house. Long ball played forward by Lewis Noyce, high into the grey, troubled sky over the Snow Stadium here. And N'Golo brings the ball down, looks for Taylor, but it's gone straight to the trialist, who bounces it off Ben House. And now the trialist is driving forward on the left-hand side here, looking to commit Bourne, who has Zuba behind him. And Bourne's done very well there. Has to play the ball back to Hollands. Across to another trialist in midfield here. Back out to the trialist on the left-hand side, and it's straight into the hands of Noyce. Noyce has had his hands on that ball more than any other... he's had more possession of the ball than any other Tottenham player.
He certainly has in the last 20 minutes. But I was just going to pick up the role of the fullback. That once upon a time, it was just about shutting out the opposition winger. But now you look at the role they've got to take players on. They've got to be able to get in the right space in the attacking third, but also delivering as well. The amount of times that we have seen the Eastleigh's fullbacks get forward, and it's normally the trialist on the left-hand side delivering the ball, but then also number two for Eastleigh, Josh Hare, is picking up spaces on the edge of the penalty box, and he's lurking for any second balls.
It's one of the advantages of going to a back three is that you allow those fullbacks to almost become wing-backs, or if not wingers, and really bomb forward, knowing you've got that defensive protection.
If you are just joining us live here on Stags Radio, welcome. Please get this link shared so we can get as many listeners in as possible for this live pre-season game, AFC Tottenham against Eastleigh. If you are just joining us, it is 3-1 to Eastleigh. And we'll have a little chat about the goals at half-time, which can't be any more than kind of 4 or 5 minutes away, as Eastleigh drive forward in the left-back position, driving down that wing. Ball played forward into the box, looking for another trialist. And Olamiwa does very well with his physicality there. just to shepherd the ball out.
I'd love to know if this trialist number three for Eastleigh used to be a winger, because the presence that he's got is just, if he just feels natural going forward, being able to take on a man.
He seems like he's really enjoying it. Like with Josh Hare out here on the right-hand side, it looks like they're really enjoying being in that wide midfield role slash wing-back. And Feeney's done very well there to collect the ball. And he looks for a long ball over the top for Ethan Taylor, but it's just a little bit too powerful, and it will be a goal kick to be taken by Joe McDonald.
Really trying to thread the needle with that pass. It was not a huge window. Would have been some ball if he was able to execute it. But Griffin did really well to keep the ball in, and then Feeney did really well to win it back as well. So they're not afraid to really kind of try and win the ball high up the pitch when they need to.
And that is half time. A little bit earlier than we were expecting, but they must have started early. There we go. So at half time here at the Snow Stadium, it is AFC Tottenham 1, Eastleigh 3. So they're 3-1 down at half time, a pre-season game against a team that are two leagues above them. More than two leagues above them. Three leagues above them, sorry. Are there positives to take from that still, Mitch?
I mean, yeah, of course there's loads of positives. You know, at the beginning of the game, the way we were moving forward, the options we had out wide and through the middle. What this game feels like to me is very much repeating how it went on Tuesday. That Tottenham started really, really well, and then Eastleigh kind of adapted their shape. We saw how high their fullbacks were getting. We had the trialist number 16 picking up different spaces out wide, dropping in, making an extra man in the middle for Eastleigh, and then the forwards being so physical and pacey to get in behind the Tottenham's defence. And I don't really think Tottenham recovered too well to those tactical men. So I'd like to see some changes made for Tottenham, maybe in the system, just to be able to give a little bit more cover to Ethan Taylor and Craig Feeney to bring them into the game.
And of course, we've had two goals so far from Ben House, and he's looked like their most advanced attacking player.
Yeah, him and Barnett, they're chopping and changing a little bit as well. They're both happy coming deep and winning the ball and then turning it through, specifically looking for those little rolled balls through for House. They finished the first one coolly, one-on-one with Neuss took his opportunity well. That second goal was a wicked deflection that Neuss could do anything about. As you mentioned, House got on the score sheet again for that third one, stabbing home after Jeff had cleared off the line from a corner. But they haven't had it all their own way. Tottenham, of course, did get on the score sheet. An Ethan Taylor free kick that was blocked by the wall and was stabbed back into the top corner by Adam Tomasso put them on the board only for Eastleigh to immediately restore a two-goal advantage.
And it literally was immediate. It was straight down the other end, wasn't it, Mitch? There can't have been much more than a minute in it.
Yeah, you could almost hear the fans just sort of like grim it and just put their hand in their heads thinking, from going from one side of the field to saying, you know, we could potentially get back into this game. Let's keep it tight. Let's go in at halftime, try and keep it at 2-1. And then, yeah, to go up the other end and concede the way they did, I'm sure the players and the manager is not going to be happy with that.
It's disappointing, but they are still in the game. They're two behind. It is 3-1 to Eastleigh at the moment, but still plenty more to come in this game. Now, if you are joining us on Stags Radio, thank you for being with us. We are going to stop this feed for now. We will be available for the second half on the other link. We hope you can join us then. We're going to go and get a quick refreshment, and we will be back with you very shortly for the second half of AFC Tottenham versus Eastleigh.